The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Our Lord says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In first century Palestine, when these words were first uttered, your enemies and those who persecute you were the Roman army. The people hated them. They occupied their land, they taxed them heavily, they treated them with injustice. And the thought of loving them seemed not only impossible, but crazy. I've actually had somebody tell me directly that one of the reasons he's not a Christian is because the idea that you're supposed to love your enemies, as Jesus said, is impossible and crazy. And that's because we misunderstand the meaning of the word love. And we want to make sure we understand that properly. You know, when Jesus says enemies here, and the word that Matthew uses in Greek is ekthron. An enemy in Greek means one with whom you have an irreconcilable hostility. Irreconcilable. I don't think any of us will dispute that. Our trouble is the word love. We instinctively think that the word love means to have warm feelings towards somebody. And it is impossible and crazy to think that you can have warm feelings towards someone with whom you are in an irreconcilable hostility. Maybe somebody bullied you on the playground in grade school 40 years ago, or maybe somebody cut you off in traffic 40 seconds ago. Or maybe there's somebody with whom you have deep political or ideological differences and irreconcilable hostility. We want to remember that the word is love does not refer to a feeling, but to a choice. It is a decision to do what's best for somebody else, no matter what it costs you. That is how God loved us. He makes his rain fall on the just and the unjust, whether they have an irreconcilable hostility against him or not. You know, in the words of consecration right here at Mass, when I consecrate the chalice, I say that this is the blood of the covenant poured out for many. You want to know why I use the word many and not all? It's because Jesus knew as he died on the cross that in spite of all he gave, some people wouldn't benefit from it. And yet he still poured his blood out for them anyway. That's the way God loves. And that is the way we want to love those with whom we have an irreconcilable hostility. And would you like to know the test as to whether or not you're doing that? This comes from St. Maximus the Confessor. If you want to know right now whether you love your enemies, ask yourself how quickly you are ready to do good for them and to speak good about them, not when they're standing in front of you, but when you are behind their back. That's the proof of your goodwill towards them. That is what our Lord commands of us. You know why our Lord commands us of us to love your enemies? It's because he wants us to be united with him, and we forget that he loves our enemies. There are a lot of people in the world right now, they're enemies of the church, and much as I hate to say it, there's lots of people in the world who have made themselves the enemies of Christ. And it's a false piety if you think you're going to love the Lord better by hating the Lord's enemies, not when the Lord himself loves them. Jesus once said, if you're not with me, you're against me. You know what that means? If we're not with him in loving even those who hate him and his church, then we are actually against the Lord and we're on our way to being enemies of the Lord himself. A little something to pray about. When you hear the words of the Sermon on the Mount, you're hearing the highest moral standard that has ever been proclaimed. You might not live up to it today, but that's why we are here to pray. We pray not to have our problems taken away from us. We pray that we will be strong enough to bear them. And so we draw close to the Eucharist and draw close to Christ himself, that we might become more like him and be formed into his image. Amen.